Shunt and your boy Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
It's the Kevin and Perry podcasting. My name is Redacted, and his name is
Shunt.
What's happening?
All I want to do is do it, brother.
Do it, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Okay, so what's this week's dumb shit? What's on the dumb agenda?
Before that.
Okay, always before that.
What?
Just saying, why did you say, like, at the beginning of the show, listen, I've got some shit to say, this is what I'm going to do. And then I'll say, what's the dumb shit? It's easier if everybody involved, if that's the case. If it's the case that you want me to do something, like, you know, introduce the show, blah, blah, blah. Or if you want me to, you know, just wait until you say your bit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck it. Fine. Story of my life. Okay, so before that, what's up?
I have a proposal to make.
Whoa. Calm down. What's going on, mate?
So, you know, back in the day.
Back in the day when I was young and not a kid anymore, but some days I say I wish I was a kid again.
Very related,
yeah,
sort of.
Kind of.
So, like, remember when gangster rap was a thing?
Yeah, I love it.
Me too. But now, you know, like, you get a little bit older, your perspective and your priorities change.
Yeah.
So, I want dad rap to be a thing.
Dad rap.
I said this to someone else earlier this week, and I got the same kind of facial expression.
You know what it is, right? Dad rap is what Jay-Z's doing, right? In that whole...
Is it?
Yeah, that 4-1, whatever, numerical bullshit, that one. He is literally, you know, rapping about being a dad. Even with the Carters is more about a family affair,
yeah,
or a professional family affair. So that is what dad rap technically aspires to be. But I mean, like, so what are you talking about? So in regards to dad rap, though, you have to set the parameters, like, very clearly.
Yeah.
Are we talking about dad rap problems, as in problems that dads face?
Yeah.
Or shit that surrounds the dad, and the dad thinking about the whole environment that the dad's in?
Also, yeah.
It can work. I mean, but then it all depends. It's not to do with the subject matter. It's to do with the content, the flow, and can you bop your head to it? Most of the time, you can't bop your head when somebody's bitching about their problems. Other than gangster rap. I mean, that's the reason why gangster rap works. It's because it's like, so far removed from what your shit is.
I had this argument already this week.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but like my friend was saying, no one wants to hear people bitching about their problems. And it's like, that's 90% of rap.
Well, it's 90% of gangster rap, you know. I mean, like, it's a little bit more dark, a little bit more fucked up. But I think the idea behind it is that you're rapping about... How can I put it? You're rapping about shit that's so bad that nobody else is going to really experience it. So, for example, me going down to the shops with two kids is the worst thing in the world, right? As a dad, right? You know, like, especially if they have a young age, right? And they're not paying attention to what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm not experiencing getting shot 5 times, but I can still bump my head to it.
No, but the main reason why is because you're thinking, well, that fucker is going through a lot more shit than me, takes me off my problems. That's the argument, anyway. That's the argument.
And you can't say that with a dad rap.
I don't know. I mean, are we talking extreme dads? Like, what's the hierarchy? What is the benchmark of dad rap? Because that technically Eminem, what he did was technically dad rap. In fact, from album one to his most recent, that's dad rap.
Yes,
that is what dad rap is, or young dad rap, shall I say.
Yes.
But it's, I don't know, there's relatable problems, but it still has to be entertaining. I mean, that's what we're here for.
We can do it in an entertaining way. I was thinking, like, you know, someone like an Ice Cube could pull it off.
Who?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube stopped doing dad raps a while ago.
He never did a dad rap.
Yeah, because we assumed that he was a hardcore motherfucking gangster. I don't play. Today was a good day. Yeah.
Don't come around my door. Like, if he was rapping as the character from 21 Jump Street when that guy's trying to fuck his daughter.
It probably is. It's probably on the soundtrack. Like, you just check it out. It probably is on there. You get it's not over 21 Jump Street, it's 22.
It's 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, you get a soundtrack of 22 Jump Street, and I'm pretty sure there's probably some gangster rap shit on there about him trying to fuck his daughter and how angry he is. I'm pretty sure. They wouldn't have missed the opportunity.
Of course they would.
So, what we're talking, angry dad rap, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
See, my whole thing is, I reckon there should be a market for, I mean, to be fair, I think single baby mothers, there should be a rap niche for that area there. But then I'm worried about the whole, because it's all about female empowerment and all that stuff, and you know, they go through shit, or the shit.
We already know and hear about that.
But it's a case of,
there's no love for the dads.
Yeah. Well, I get that. But then you have to, it all depends on the character of the dad and what the dad's doing. So if the dad's raising the kid by himself, single parent dad, we're talking like full blown in, mum's a piece of shit, you know, whatever. He's doing everything. His family's doing everything. He's doing the whole, you know, support the structure for his kids, whether it be male or female. He's doing his thing, right? Mm-hmm. You could probably rap about that. But if you're the deadbeat dad, oh fuck no. Oh god. Deadbeat dad or deadbeat mum, you can't
go so far to the extreme.
Nah, but this is the whole entire thing. It's like, yeah, I don't pay my kids shit. You know, that's gangster as hell, but bruv, you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Support your kids, you know. Pay for their dreams. Do something with your life, sir. See, it's weird. It's because, like, if you had that as part of a culture or part of a lifestyle, like, my baby mother ain't getting shit sort of thing, it can be funny.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, it's like, this is so ridiculous. You can't be serious. Or, you could have the worst effect, which is basically, this guy's got the right idea. He's going to be my role model. I'm going to be more like him.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
But fuck it. You know what I mean? If it makes you money, who cares how many families you destroy? I don't care about my about any other family apart from my own. If I was getting bank, like, we're talking like mills, like, for example, your shit just blew up, right? Just imagine that. And you're talking about not paying your kids shit, and you're a single guy, and you ain't got no kids. Fucking winning, bruv. Fucking winning. Winning. Bruv, it's the world we live in.
It's kind of messed up.
But that's only if it makes money. I mean, like, I don't know what the niche is. Like, you know, possibly it could work. Possibly.
You just need a couple of bangers. Like, you know, most people don't listen to lyrics anyway.
They should.
Hell yeah, they should.
I mean, especially if you're aiming for dads. I mean, I don't know who you'd be targeting, like, doing dad rap. Would you be targeting speaking to kids as a dad? Or it's such a broad subject.
Both.
It's a broad subject.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Both.
Man's not going gym, you know, like, nah, I don't know, bro. It can work. It's got its little bits, but like, it's like Afro Man, Cause I Got High.
Yeah.
I suppose that kind of puts it in a nutshell. That is the pinnacle of dad rap outside the Eminem factor.
That's not dad rap.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Nah.
I was going to do this, I was going to do that, but I got high.
Ah, he's just a bum. Like, he was not dead.
Yeah, I think he might have been.
He just wanted to get high. He just didn't want to do anything.
Fine. Alright, so stoner rap, gangster rap,
dad rap.
Preppy rap, dad rap.
Yeah.
It could work. I mean, like, so, when are you coming out? What
album? Come Around My Daughter. That's going to be the first single. Bitch, get out of my wallet.
More. See, but that one, it can stretch over different parts of it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, bitch get out of my wallet. I can more relate to that one.
Yeah.
As a sort of like, you know, bachelor, which I am.
Yeah.
By choice, yeah. I keep saying. But yeah, bachelor. but yeah, in regards to sort of like, bitch get out of my wallet. Yeah, makes sense.
Teachers be hot these days.
Teachers be hot these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to beat my kids.
That's yeah, probably, that's definitely. Probably, yeah.
Or hit them upside the head.
Yeah.
That'd
be a party track.
Yeah, hit them upside the head. That's like a banger right there. And just be like, you know, I told you to go to bed half an hour ago. I'm gonna hit you. I warned you. Well, along them lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I probably have to think of some form of witty banter.
You could go into a few scenarios. It'd be mm-hmm. like, told you to go to bed, told you to clean up your room, mm-hmm. do your damn chores,
mm-hmm.
don't disrespect your mom.
Like, don't put that shit in the trolley.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, public beatings are more of a je ne sais quoi. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
when your kids know you're serious, because they'll push it in public.
Because
mm-hmm. they think that you won't hit them.
Yeah, you're a bitch. Like, fuck you. Well, I'll do what I want. You know, that's yeah. sort of bullshit, yeah. Yeah, so
that's when they know you're serious, when you will just smack them upside the head in the middle
or,
of the
or place. Even better than that, hit them with the trolley, bruv. That would be a banger. That would be a banger. When you're talking about just hitting your kid on the sly, innit? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. Hitting your kid on the sly in public, bruv.
I reckon I seen some
that's a new sport, bruv.
I've seen some parents, they like to pinch.
Pinch, ooh.
Yeah, if they think no one's looking, just pinch the shit out of their kids.
That is brutal, bro. Or I know some people that have started to hit with the chubby part of their hand, you know, like
a chop.
Yeah, it's like a chop, bro, because it doesn't make any sound, innit? It knocks the sound out of them, but you know, it doesn't make a slap sound, because usually the beat used to be like, or. Yeah.
And everyone looks around. Exactly. And the child's crying, and everyone knows what happened.
Yeah, I mean, if you chop them with the chubby part of your hand, bruv, they go down. They go down.
I might have to try that one.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to try that one.
The fleshy part, bruv. Not the side where your thumb is, the outside. I've seen a couple people, like, chop their kids, bruv. Chop them. And so it's bad as well, because, like, they cry and they say, shh. And the worst thing about it is that they shush because no one knows their pain. So dark. So dark.
Mm. Oh, what about my side piece just moved in next door?
Oh, depends how gangster your dad rapping is. or next door neighbour wants to come over.
Yeah.
That's more of a dad rap sort of like, that's angst.
Yeah.
You could play off as some form of like love triangle. Definitely. It could work. It could work, I reckon. In small doses, though. I don't think I can listen to, like, four albums or two different artists that do dad rap. I think. Not in my age. Like, getting like, into the mid-30s, so it's like, eh.
What if they're on, like, different gradients? So, like, one is very, like, I don't know, not wholesome, but, like...
Will Smith.
I mean, like,
yeah, that Will Smith dad rap is dead.
Not quite Will Smith, but like, you know, in that kind of direction. And another one's more of the gangster dad rap.
What about hitting your kids?
Yeah.
Beating your kids. Bitching, getting money. That stuff. Yeah, could work. But I mean, the subject matter will just literally be what the kids, right?
The kids, wife. Girlfriend on the side, trying to
dog, maybe the dog,
maybe
dog keeps pissing everywhere.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know if that's gonna.
I'm only happy to see the dog. That's always that's a dark one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the dog's only happy to see me.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's happy to see me. Yeah.
I only work late because I don't want to go home.
I turn the light off so I don't have to see your face.
I only fuck you from behind.
Oof. And then you could do some cute ones like date night, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to be all negative, you know what I mean? Like You don't want to hear about some horrendous dad stuff, you know. I want to hear about relationships that work as well, you know. So, like, you know, the big piece of chicken, that's always a good, yeah, good rapping standpoint. You know, I work hard. She knows what she's getting. That's the reason why I get in, and I get the big piece of chicken. See?
Exactly. Finet. I'm talking about.
Finet, bro.
Some bad rap.
Could work. Could work. Yeah. Anyway, back onto dumb shit. Oh, God. I think we chatted around about 10 minutes about dad rap. That's weird.
Speaking of dad rap.
Damn.
So, they want to do a remake of Enter the Dragon. Enter the Dragon.
See, I heard about this as well.
It's Deadpool 2 director.
Well, to be fair, the premise is good. Like, you know, but then it's like...
Yeah, because I was thinking about it, and you don't have to try and remake it exactly. Like, if you modern it up, just like kind of, because it's basically kind of like a spy movie.
Yeah. I mean, more or less action than spy. Yeah. But this is the thing, like,
he was undercover in the tournament, isn't it? So, if you do something like that, but kind of more modern,
yeah,
it probably would still be a piece of shit, to be honest.
Nah, I mean, like, they could call it something else.
Because I was thinking if you, like, maybe, like, if you had, like, an MMA, but, like, nah, that'd be garbage.
I mean, don't get twisted. I mean, like, apart from Bruce Lee, that whole film was garbage anyway. Let's just be, like, from a plot narrative point of view, I'm talking about plot-wise. It's a piece of garbage. Nothing made sense. But then no film that had that much action in it made sense. It's all about what happens in the film, action-wise. Rebooting it, I don't think it's necessarily a good idea. I mean, it depends on what sort of, like, levels they go. I mean, like, obviously, you could develop out the characters, you could flesh them out a bit. You could give them motives. Because technically, none of them had any motives other than Bruce Lee's going there and, like, he's undercover.
Well, most of them were just in the tournament.
That's it. They're just fighting. That's all they're there for. It's a rock.
And the villain was a drug lord? Drug dealer?
I don't think it was a drug dealer. He just had a claw and he's
selling drugs.
Opium, innit? Yeah. Was he selling opium?
Opium's drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, it's... It wasn't gangster, if that makes sense. Like, he didn't. I mean, obviously, the guy was, like, feminine as shit, innit? So, but then saying that, like, if you take it from a sort of, like, concept point of view, you know, a martial artist, somebody who's going through a tournament,
yeah,
then you have more sort of about the shadiness of the tournament, you know, kind of flesh out the characters more like, is it a Lionheart sort of thing? But then that's what Lionheart is. Lionheart is a fleshed out version of Bloodsport, if that makes sense. So, and yeah, so it's like one of those ones where you can do these sort of films with a better story and all that madness, but in regards to a reboot of Enter the Dragon, I feel it's not exactly wholly unnecessary. It's just call it just call it something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have the same characters, same universe. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't really reboot that whole thing because it's one-of-a-kind madness, you know what I mean? I mean, fair enough. Game of Death, you can argue more. Game of Death, I would say you could do more of a reboot because, you know, it's about a game of death or death tournament and the man fights, like, all different sorts of people. And you can work that in. But Enter the Dragon, what are they going to do? Just, like, recreate frame by frame the nunchuck scene and all that stuff? And
nah, I think they'll just do something completely different.
That's what I'm saying. Just call it something different then. You know what I mean? You can have... There's more enough, like, room. I mean, like, you can have something that's similar and it's based on the same island. Just call it something different. Return to the Dragon or... I don't even know why Enter the Dragon was even, like, the name for that title. It had nothing to do with dragons.
When he the dragon and he entered the tournament.
Yeah, but it's Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. Entered the tournament, he was the dragon.
Yeah, but they should just call it Enter the Tournament.
That don't make any sense.
Neither does Enter the Dragon.
Of course it does.
No. That's weird. Anyway, carry on. Next one.
Speaking of reboots, Welcome.
Yeah. It's gonna happen, isn't it? So, I don't know. I mean, it meant to be cast as a black lady. That's kind of cool. Although I don't know that many black people called Buffy. Because the original sort of...
How many white people do you know called Buffy?
I don't know anyone called Buffy.
Exactly.
So, but then the whole entire ideology of Buffy in back in the day was her being a cutesy cheerleader sort of thing. Being innocent and weak, yes, as it were. And then being this kick-ass sort of vampire slayer in the nighttime. So, in regards to the new sort of, like, lady character, I don't know what sort of demographic or group that they're going to compile her with, but I don't see it having the same appeal because she's not going to be deemed as weaker. I'm not saying this is a bad thing, because in society, in regards to sort of like if a black woman and a white woman were confronted with a thug or something like that, you're more likely to believe that the black woman can handle herself more than the white lady, even though they might be the same build, same age, same naivete, whatever. Like, you'd expect the black girl to do better than the white girl. I mean, from a stereotype point of view.
Yeah.
So, in regards to her as a protagonist, I don't... I mean, fair enough, she's fighting vampires, but, you know what I mean, I don't see the threat level, you know what I mean? Which is shallow, but it's true. I don't see the threat level of... against her, because the idea of Buffy being so cool is that she's meant to be vulnerable and she's not. But then if she's meant to be, I mean, I suppose they could invert,
you know, you don't think about that after like the first episode or like the first
20 minutes. I mean,
whatever.
Yeah,
so I don't think that's, nah, but I mean, that's such a big,
it's only because it's a it's only because it's a reboot, and I've seen so many versions of Buffy, and it's always been a blonde girl. I'm not saying that this diversity thing...
You've seen two.
I've seen two blonde girls, yeah. But, I mean, those are the only versions of Buffy that I've seen. But the only reason why I reckon that works more is because of the vulnerability factor. I'm not saying that she is vulnerable, because obviously Buffy's far from vulnerable. But in regards to selling the gimmick, as it were, I don't think...
Yeah, but this is a reboot. They're not remaking Buffy. They're rebooting it. So, like, it could be, and most likely will be, just, like, after the events of, you know, whatever the last season was, 10 or 11, or whatever, it's not going to be, like, back to square one where...
Oh, okay.
You know, you have to...
No, but that's what I'm saying. Sarah Michelle Gellar isn't Buffy anymore. So, why call it Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Just because that's what the franchise is called.
Because if it's there, they're introducing this new Slayer and her name's not Buffy.
Yeah, but they can't call it, like, Elizabeth the Vampire Slayer or whatever the fuck her name's going to be. Like,
yeah, you can. It's just the name of the show, isn't it? It's the name of the show. I mean, fair enough, if Buffy does make a comeback or she's seen as a sort of, like...
Maybe she'd be, like, a mentor.
Yeah, that kind of makes more sense.
Maybe she'll be, like, helping to train her. Maybe she's the new Watcher.
Or maybe they should just call it the Slayer rather than Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, because people are not going to recognize what that is.
I suppose. Wasn't it just called Buffy at one point? Because you had Angel and then you had Buffy. Pretty sure they renamed it to
it. No, it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So for whatever reason, I mean, like, I don't know, I mean, like, if it's a reboot, i.e., you know, like a sort of, like, resurgence with all the same characters, and, you know, you've got the girl Willow, and you've got all these other ones, Xander, and all that stuff in the background.
I don't think you'd have all of them in it.
Of course you won't. You probably have Charisma Carpenter, because she hasn't done anything since.
She's an angel.
That's what I'm saying, she hasn't done anything since.
She's done stuff.
Ever since that vampire bubble popped, she ain't done shit, bro.
She's done stuff.
I think she done Bones. She was in Bones.
Everyone was in Bones.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Everyone that was in Buffy was in Bones. Terrible stuff, bro. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, if it's a reboot or... restart or whatever, it could work.
Yeah.
Could work. I mean, it wasn't the worst series in the world, but yeah. It's only if there's a couple characters like lingering around. Yeah. I reckon it'll be worth watching. That's the other dumb shit.
Speaking of reboots,
nice.
Fraser.
Oh, see, that's.
I want to reboot Fraser.
Well, I love the originals, so. Wasn't there another? There's a spin-off from Fraser, wasn't there? It wasn't good. Nah, they were looking to do Niles, isn't it? They're looking to do Niles at one point.
Were they?
Yeah. And, yeah. I don't know. I mean, so what? Has he got, like, obviously his dad's died.
Yeah.
So, has he got, like,
well, it's in the really, really early stages, so they're just kicking around ideas. So, like, he's most likely going to be in a different city.
Probably doing a podcast.
Maybe.
I mean, it depends. I mean, my whole thing about Frasier is that it kind of captured what the 90s was about. Because you had Cheers, which is obviously, like, you know, what the 80s was about. And then Frasier sort of emerged from that, as it were. And then, yeah, it kind of, like, it had the nuance about it. You know, scrambled eggs, obviously being one of his favourite things. Tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Was it tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Yeah, that was in the song, but yeah. I don't know if that was one of his favourite things.
Well, toast sweat. I know toast sweat was one of the main things. That
toast
he was,
sweat.
Yeah. You know, when you leave the
I piece know of bread. Toast sweat is.
Yeah, but that was the thing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a thing from Frasier. It was a bit. It's about, you know, it's like when you leave the toast on the side and it sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, like, Frasier was sort of like having a go at Niles. Because he's leaving the toast on the side, and then his dad chimes in and said, "Yeah, toast sweat. You know, when the thing, you know, sweats and it's toast."
Yeah, but what's his beef?
It's like, don't do it. Don't be a dick. That was the whole purpose of it, wasn't it? And he didn't realize that he was being a dick. Because he's Niles. So.
Niles is a germaphobe, but I don't think he would have just left his toast on the side.
Oh, yeah, he is. Because he was Maris, was it Paris?
Maris,
yeah. He was having a beef with her, and he just didn't care. He's like rebelling. He's mad.
How can you rebel against your own germophobia?
Well, he just didn't want to be. I think his thing was like he was fed up of being a victim or something like that.
Maybe. Speaking of reboots.
Why
should just call this episode Reboot.
Reboot. Remember that friggin' show Reboot?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels. Directed by Elizabeth Banks. Starring fucking Christian Stewart.
Who's Christian Stewart?
Fucking Twilight Woman.
Oh. She's not as bad as Drew Barrymore, I guess.
She's worse. We've seen her face. Like, she's got such a dour, slapped with a fucking fish face that it just. No.
I don't know. Kirsten Stewart isn't the worst person in the world to be in Charlie's Angels.
She is. Name one person worse. One person.
Farrah Fawcett. I'm joking. Like, she was amazing. Compared to everybody, I mean, it depends what they want to do with the damn thing. If it's because the last one, it was meant to be like an action film, right? And it kind of, I mean, the only thing I remember about
it
is
any version of it being like an action film.
No, not necessarily. It was meant to be like a spy. I mean, I remember the TV series being like a spy and going like undercover and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was action in it.
Yeah, just. Not as much as the damn film. You know, they weren't flowing wires.
Obviously not. Like, the film is 2 hours. The series was like an hour.
Yeah, it's an hour each freaking episode. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, personally, I don't think Charlie's Angels is worth anything at the moment. I don't know why they're trying to reboot it. There's so many better shows that they could probably reboot. You know, like reboot for one. They've got the technology. I believe they can rebuild it. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's a weird one. I mean, in theory, I get it. you know, they want to keep it in popular culture and keep it as a reference.
I get it, but not with Kristen Stewart.
But okay, so which three ladies off?
Any three. Any other three.
I mean,
anyone that has an expressive face.
So anyone from Ocean's 8 sort of thing?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I mean, holler at Awkwafina. I think she's looking for work.
I don't know who that is.
She's like the rapper that's in Ocean's 8. She's a Chinese lady. Oriental lady.
She a rapper?
Yeah, she raps, yeah. Awkwafina. Not very well. Not very well. Don't get excited.
So she's not a rapper?
She is. I mean, female rap is weird anyway, so it's like...
Sexist?
Huh?
Sexist?
No. It's just fact. I mean, if you think of it in like percentages, there's like 9 out of 10 female rappers are rubbish. The one out of 10 rappers that we hear are the best out of the bunch. You never hear like a whack female rapper, but you hear a load of whack male rappers. The only reason why is because I think they just don't stop.
Maybe.
As female rappers, I feel like they get shame and stop.
Maybe. But yeah, it's what's her face, and one of the girls from
Ghostbusters.
No, Power Rangers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Give it to another generation. But yeah,
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, no. It's a bad choice. I think they're just looking for star power at the moment.
Bad dog. She doesn't even have star power. Like, no one gives a shit about what she's in. She was in Twilight.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the last thing people gave a fuck about her in. And it was only because it was Twilight. It wasn't because it was her.
Yeah. I suppose. Fair point. Alright, next one. Let's move on.
Talking about things that people don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I am Paul Walker? Yeah.
I am Iron Man?
No, Paul Walker.
I am Iron Man? I am Batman.
He's not full. He's dead.
Okay.
So he can't be Batman or Iron Man. It's a documentary about Paul Walker.
So is there any of that one film?
That's what I'm saying. Who's asking for this? Who is asking for this?
Tragic.
Only people, I watched the trailer, and clearly the only people who ask for this is his family, because they're the only people in the trailer.
Well, let them make money, innit? If that's what they're doing it for, let them make money.
They shouldn't get paid for a documentary.
They will.
Unless they made the documentary, but they shouldn't be paid for being in it.
Yeah, but it's their rights, innit? They give.
They're not actors. Rights.
Maybe they are. Maybe they hated him.
I don't care for this film.
Yeah, neither do I.
I won't
be. I don't care for documentaries. I keep telling you to stop bringing documentaries to the table.
Oh yeah.
So it's pointless.
Well, actually, you didn't say that. You just said that I was changing the form.
No, you got it off brand. You got it off brand, bro. Yeah. Documentaries. We're not.
Why is that off brand? Documentaries are films.
No, film documentaries are off brand. Like, they're not entertaining. They're just there to inform.
And this is a documentary about an actor. This is very on brand. This is so on brand.
You are so.
This is the most on brand
like,
thing.
You're like I've on ever a sponge about. On thin ice. You're like. The sponge on thin ice right now, bro.
This is the most on brand thing I've ever said.
Fine. I am Paul Walker. I guess some people will watch it. I'm not going to watch it, though.
Why?
It's just because people have, like...
Morbid curiosity.
Morbid curiosity and mortgages to pay. Like, no, it's obviously like, a money grab. It's a money grab.
No, right? I can understand why they want to be in it. But why would anyone want to watch it?
It's just going to depress the shit out of you.
Like... Does anyone love Fast and Furious that much that they want to see a documentary about Paul Walker?
Wasn't he?
And the weird thing about it is, in the trailer, like, all it is his family talking about how he wished he could just go and live in the fucking countryside and live with horses or live in the woods or whatever, or be a park ranger and get paid $28,000 a year or whatever.
So they made it extra sad.
Like, he could have done that. There's no... What was stopping him?
Nothing. He's a white male in America, bro. There's nothing
stopping him from stopping acting and go living in the bush like he wanted
to? Oh, the car accident.
Before that, pre the car accident. If he did his so-called what he wanted to and went and go live
in the entire thing. It wasn't what he wanted to do. He wanted to drive cars. He wanted to, you know, live a life of, you know, excitement. That's the reason why he died how he died. It wasn't a case of... I think this is the family sort of like trying to say, oh, this is how I really wanted to live. And it's kind of sad because it means that the family never knew.
It just sounds so harsh.
But it's true, though. I mean, like, because you could tell a lot by how somebody dies and the reactions by the family. Like, fair enough, like, there might have been elements and little points of his life that, you know, they were more privy to, and he's acted a certain way because you act a certain way to when you're around your family anyway. You know, you're not doing, you know, 4 grams of cocaine that you would usually do a day in front of your mum, are you?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, allegedly. So it's like, it's one of those ones where it's alleged. So, you know, you're not going to be coked out, you're not going to be ketted out, you're not going to be on these drugs and all that shit in front of your mum. So your mum's thinking, you know, whatever you're saying. And at the end of the day, you probably got a guilty sort of like conscious about whatever you've been doing, whether, you know, you're sleeping with hookers or whatever.
Allegedly.
and, you know, him not sharing that, as it were. So it's like one of those ones where, I don't know. I think it's good that they're venting it out. They ain't going to make that much money, though. So it's what it is. It'll just fizzle out. It'll just fizzle out. But I mean, like, in regards to like his memory, I don't think it will harm it as such. I don't think it'll increase anybody's sort of like interest in it. But you know, it's like one of those pointless exercises. It's like a fire drill at friggin' 4 PM as you're finishing work.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. Just about to leave, then the fire alarm goes off. That's what this is, film wise. So you're literally just going to hang around for half an hour and you're just going to fuck off.
Yes. Probably longer than half an hour.
Yeah. And then nobody knows where the fucking whistles are, and apparently they need whistles.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of DC movies.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Lobo's going to be on Krypton.
In Krypton?
Yeah.
As in the TV show?
Yeah.
Bit left field. Weren't you meant to be getting a fucking film?
No.
Yeah, at one point he was meant to be like.
At one point with the fucking DC, everything was supposed to be getting a film. Mm. Everything.
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 I don't know. I mean, like, would he add to Krypton? I haven't been watching it, so.
Maybe. Apparently, it's really good. So I need to check it out. I need to jump on.
Okay, we will
do. See what's going on, because like.
Is it on Netflix or is it on like, because it's on sci-fi in the US, right?
Yeah.
So on the UK, is it on Netflix or is it on Amazon?
I'm not currently sure. I'd have to do some digging and find out where I can watch it. But when I can watch it, I will watch it. I think it's on. I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking it was on. What do you call it? Now TV, but I'm not sure. Not sure. But I will find out and I will check it out. And
it's not on Prime. It's not on Prime.
We'll have to see some Lobo action.
Crypto the Superdog is though.
I want to see that.
Apparently that was meant to be being made into a film.
Everything was supposed to be made into a film. Everything.
Everything.
No one wants to see any of them things.
Have you seen that Russian film, The Guardians?
The Guardians?
Yeah, it's like they've got Bear Man. A man that turns into a bear. Maybe it's like a big hype.
No, I don't think I saw that.
Oh, well, I can give you the synopsis. During World War II, Sir Joseph Stalin receives intelligence reports on top secret genetic experiments performed by Nazi doctors who are trying to create a super soldier. Yes, they do. It's reported that the German doctors carried out the experiments in the territories of Germany occupied during the war, France, Spain, Poland, and USSR. And that's the synopsis, bruv.
Oh wow, that's where it finishes.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's the only complaint on Prime that they have is brilliant, fantastic, but oh, dreadful subtitles. Okay. Solid superhero tale from the doer side.
That's weird.
I know. Why would you say that? Worth the change. How many? You've seen how? How's actually spelt H-O-E, so it gives you the aspect of what this review is about. Many Marvel DC, no. Marvel DC movies over the last 10 years. Time for something alternate.
Oh, fuck off.
This is a team of Russian experimental subjects with a range of superpowers. You've seen a selection of powers before, but who doesn't want a bear with a minigun in their life? A supervillain breaks free and threatens the life and limb of Moscow. The team are being put together to stop him. The action is good. The effects are efficient. And all in all, a good way to spend 90 minutes of your time. My only issue is the subtitles. I'm not sure who did them, but they suck really badly. When
that's half the film. How am I supposed to enjoy it
if the subtitles suck?
I can't speak Russian. I don't speak Russian. Like, you can't be telling me the film's good, but the subtitles suck.
This is it. If/when this gets a DVD/Blu-ray release, I hope that the person
coming out on Blu-ray.
I hope it's either dubbed (brackets unlikely) or subtitled better.
Blu-ray unlikely.
See if you want a change in tone. It's not a laugh out loud Marvel funny, and it's not navel grazing DC glum. It's good for a change.
I disagree. I have not seen the film. Right. I disagree with all of those
customer reviews, right? I mean, overall it's got 2.5, right? And I think it's mainly down to the subtitles. But yeah, 5 stars got 38, 4 star 27, 3 star 24, 2 star 27, 1 star 86.
See?
86, bro!
See? I didn't even see the film. I was like, yeah, I disagree with all of those reviews.
I don't know. I mean, like,
I believe those 1 star motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. 1 star for the, I don't know. I mean, sometimes people 1 star for no reason.
Yeah, but I'm not fucking 88 people.
Yeah, 86
people. 86 people aren't fucking.
Yeah, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore that. Exactly. Definitely not.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
So, next one.
I feel like watching it just so I can do my own review.
Yeah, we'll do that. That'll be the homework for next week.
Why did I say that?
It's on Amazon Prime Video. So what we're going to do is that we're going to review one video from Amazon Prime, mainly just so we can actually make some money. Actually, we can't make some money. But yeah, make use of the money that we're spending on these services. We'll review one film from Netflix, maybe. No, it won't be one of those major films. It'll be a film that everyone hates and kind of sucks.
Yeah, it'll be a 2-star film. And two-star and below.
Two-star and below. In a section that we'll...
Why am I torturing myself? I didn't say that.
In a section that we will now call...
Torture porn.
I don't even know what to call it. Two's Company. How about that? Two Eyes.
Misery Loves Company.
Oh, my own two eyes. My own two eyes. Oh, yes.
That I plucked out of a spoon after I watched this film.
Okay.
So speaking of homework.
God.
Deadly Class. Deadly Class is getting a TV series.
Deadly Class is that anime?
It is a comic. Rick Remender comic. And the Russos are doing it, so I am fully on board.
So what's it called? Board.
Deadly Class. So basically, if you're a whatever, like a crime family or whatever,
yeah,
you send your kids to this school and they learn how to be badasses.
Oh, that even just sounds amazing. That's good.
Yeah,
but I mean, have you seen?
The Russos are doing it. On board.
Have you seen Hero Academia? It's like an anime where they send all the superheroes. Well, basically, it's like a superhero high school.
Yeah.
That you... Basically, it's set in a world where everybody has a quirk. So everybody has sort of like a superhuman or a weird ability. And it's sort of like a thing. Then it centers on this guy called Deku, who hasn't got a quirk. and that now makes him a weirdo, because he hasn't got, like, you know, super heat vision or anything like that. He's just a normal guy. And yeah, he comes across this guy called All Might, who has a quirk that he can transfer to people. And he's the strongest sort of, like, superhero. And his journey from getting the, what was it, Power of All One or something, All Might Power, I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, he gets this power. And yeah, he becomes this sort of, like, superhero with, like, you know, unlimited potential. Because the way that All Might, I think it's All Might. No, All Might's the character. The power is, basically, this power anyway allows him to sort of, like, tap into all of the people's powers that had it before, if that makes sense. Yeah. So sort of like whoever has it, and apparently All Might had a quirk, and his quirk's been added to it, and, you know, it's all stabilizers and all that stuff. So whatever Deku's got, this character, this is the character that we follow. So it's very novelly done, as it were. But yeah, this one sounds like a little bit more, like, gritty, and I do like that. So in regards to the badass thing, it's just that they're just literally learning how to be gangsters.
I mean, not necessarily gangsters, but,
or an asset to the family.
Yeah, like, learn how to fuck people up and whatnot.
Yeah, should be right. Yeah. Should be cool. I recommend. So Russo's are doing it.
Yes.
And is it a film or a TV series?
TV series.
Oof. Sexy stuff.
TV series.
Sexy stuff. So we got to get, what, about 16 episodes of the Russos?
Possibly, yeah.
That's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah. I might actually jump on the comic.
I mean, the comic is neither here or there. I mean, like,
but it's meant to be really good. Like, so I'm not doing myself a disservice by saying...
But remember what I said in the episode before, like, watch the TV or the film adaptation, and then see how they fucked up.
Can't wait that long. I'm going to jump on the comic and be like, yes. And get fully gassed.
Fully gassed.
Fully gassed!
That's terrible, bro. I can't do it no more. I can't do it to myself. Yeah, man, I'm lactose intolerant. The only gas I release is, like, gradually after a glass of milk. So, I'm good.
Speaking of gas, Altered Carbon has a season 2.
Oh yeah.
And Anthony Mackie's gonna star in it.
Anthony Mackie is in Falcon.
Yeah. Fully gassed. I'm on board.
But I'm confused. Board. So I'm trying to remember how the last one ended.
He gave the body back. So Altered Carbon can basically just be this guy. Just every season he's gonna have a new body and just gonna do some shit.
Yeah, okay.
That can be interesting. That can be pretty interesting.
Yeah,
and you can get someone like you got.
And the actor has no power.
What's his name?
That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing. The actor in that situation.
Anthony Mackie for this one
has no power.
Get someone else, like, you're not having to try and tie in, like, an actor into, like, multiple seasons. You just get them for, do one good season and then you're out. That's excellent. Perfect.
But it's the worst thing in the world in regards to... I mean, fair enough, it's like Doctor Who. That's what they're trying to do, isn't it? They're trying to make this guy like a Doctor Who sort of thing.
And I guess, but I think, like, you can get a bigger actor than you would normally get because...
Your first season have
them
so well.
No, not even just that. You just have them for one season. Like, it's Netflix as well, so 13 episodes and you're out.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Mackie's not dying for work. Like, he's got shit to do. Like, he's...
I think he liked Altered Carbon, because a lot of people did. I love
that. Why wouldn't you? It was good. Like, it was good. It did not suck. Like it? Yeah. I enjoyed it. I fully enjoyed it.
Actually, is there any other, like, TV series? Actually, have you seen Final Space?
No, I haven't even heard of Final Space.
Final Space is an animated show that's on Netflix at the moment. I recommend it.
Okay.
I do recommend it. It's very... It's full on, actually. I mean, I weren't expecting it to be full on. It's made by the same people that made People of Earth, which is Konico, Conan O'Brien's company.
Okay.
So I was thinking, oh, it's going to be funny, it's going to be a comedy. Shit gets real, shit gets dark. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Check it out. Was it good? Final...
Final Space.
Final Space.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Good stuff.
And that's animated.
Animated. And there's another one that they've got on there called...
And People of Earth is not animated.
It's not animated. And then you've got another one called, which is made by another company, called The Hollow. The Hollow's alright. I mean, it's a bit weird. It's animation, so like they've got this weird little thing where they're doing like these serious, semi-serious animations, which kind of work better over online applications, I think, because you know if you haven't got like super HD sort of like broadband capabilities, you're not going to worry about you know pixels and all that stuff because you're watching animation rather than a TV series, which I suppose is the cheaper way of getting out of things. But yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah. And these are Netflix originals.
Yeah, these are Netflix originals. Well,
are they real Netflix originals?
I don't think they're real Netflix originals. Okay.
So I have to check now that I know that there's fake Netflix originals.
Well, I mean, it's the UK Netflix original, if that makes sense.
I guess. Speaking of DC movies, did you ever watch Deadwood?
Deadwood, yeah. Kind of. It's weird, wasn't it?
I never saw it. Like,
I know that Killjoy. That I know that Killjoy was in it, and it was a western of some kind, and
yeah,
that was it. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about it?
It's getting a movie.
Okay. And is that DC?
Okay,
fine.
Not fine. Yeah. It's getting a movie to wrap stuff up, so...
Okay, so like a season finale.
Yeah. So I guess I've also got some Deadwood to catch up on.
Yeah, they did that with Sense8, innit? Like, yes. There's people bitching and moaning about it not wrapping up, so they killed it with a movie.
Okay.
Which kind of makes more sense.
I didn't see it. I didn't see any sense of it.
But Final Space, you need to get on that, bro.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Will do.
Especially for freaking basically, you've got until like August the 10th to get up like to speed with all your shit because that's when everything's getting released, and it's gonna be hell.
Speaking of August the 10th,
yeah,
Iron Fist season 2 is coming out on September the 7th.
Okay, apparently it's meant to be a lot better. I've been hearing like rumors and speculation. Mind you, it's not hard.
Yeah.
But in saying that, Iron Fist wasn't as bad as Defenders in its defense. Defenders should have... I mean, Defenders on paper, Sigourney Weaver, you know, Elektra, all these other characters, it should have been amazing.
Yes.
But it just didn't deliver. When Luke Cage season 2 kind of got back to its, like, swing of things.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones season 2 started to, you know, bounce back, so it gives me a little bit more confidence about Iron Fist season 2. Then you've got what, Daredevil 3 and then Punisher season 2, and then you're meant to be having I think they might be doing Heroes for Hire. I'm not sure if that's going to be what the Defenders is going to be called.
I don't know, because a lot of these shows have been successful, it's difficult. Because like originally, what I was saying was like they'll do all their solo series, then like you'll have like Heroes for Hire, which will have most of them in it, and then like maybe Daredevil will just be in his own thing. But I don't know. Like,
I mean,
you can still do that. And it'd probably be really good because like there's a lot of love for Colleen Wynn and Misty Knight. Like people like those characters a lot, so so yeah, like it should be, you know, it should be a thing. Like I want to see a Heroes Fire. That would be cool.
Definitely, it makes sense now. I mean, especially in the climate that they've got now. I mean, spoiler alert, have you seen the end of Luke Cage?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake, bro. But the way that Luke Cage ends, the way that Luke Cage ends is interesting. It sets things up quite nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. especially if you're familiar with, like, you know, comic lines such as sort of like, you know, Daredevil original comics, Luke Cage's, some of his original comics, and Luke Cage and the Iron Fist comics. Like, if you're into those, it's good. And I do have him, like, team up, like, during season two as well, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, I a lot of Iron Fist season one, I didn't like, especially the first couple of episodes. Hated. Really hated. It was really hard to get through. And, like, the first two or three episodes were just the same. Like, he'd turn up at a place, he'd be like, I'm Danny Rand. He'll get kicked out of the place, and then he'll be crying about people kicking him out of places. And it's like, just be realistic. Like,
right, yeah, but yeah, technically he was meant to be dead, so that kind of makes sense. Yeah, but, and it's really us grown men.
It makes sense that people were kicking him out of a place. It didn't make sense that he was being unreasonable about, like, why would anyone believe who you are if you're meant to be dead and you just turn up all random, like, and you'd be like, yeah, I'm Danny Rand.
Because you just fought a fucking dragon, bruv. You thought like this is going to be the easy part of your fucking life.
Nah, just
beat up a dragon, bruv. Just
wake the fuck up. Stop being a little bitch.
Nah, man, you just beat up a dragon. So let me in the building. Give me my money.
So what?
Beat up a rascal dragon.
Speaking about beating up a dragon.
Okay.
Apparently, Gaza challenged Danny Dyer to a charity boxing match.
What, is he like a David Cameron fan?
I don't know.
If anything, for that reason.
No idea.
Gaza should get hit in the mouth. He should get hit in the mouth.
He's like, yeah, give me 12 months to get in shape, and I'll fight you. So far, Danny Dyer hasn't responded.
So, who should the challenge?
Gaza.
Gaza said, yeah, give me 12 months and I'll kick the shit out of you.
Pretty much.
Why mention it now? Why not say, I'm ready now? Like, you know, do it after the 12 months.
He's not ready now.
No, but I'm saying, you train for 12 months and you say, by the way, Danny Dyer. I mean, you don't have an advance. Because right now, Danny Dyer is thinking...
This is weird.
Because Danny Dyer hasn't responded, so it's like...
No, he hasn't responded yet. But, like, I don't know, he feels like now's his opportunity to issue the challenge. Like, Danny Dyer's on EastEnders, his daughter's in fucking Love Island... Like,
nobody gives a fuck about Gascoigne's daughters and all that stuff.
Maybe. Like,
it's irrelevant. He's irrelevant. Maybe. I mean, but to be fair, Gascoigne's only been ever known for, like, crying.
If Danny Dyer...
Crying in failure of doing his job.
If Danny Dyer was...
That's cruel, but it's fine.
That is cruel.
That's fine.
If Danny Dyer was to respond, what do you think he would say?
Just hit him with a brick, mate. So I told you, fight a dead guy, fight a hitting brick. This is it. You know what I mean? Well, on your head then, on your head, yeah? Fight a football factory, but fight off, you know? Nah, but realistically, a football hooligan, a footballer shouldn't be calling out a football hooligan. Full stop.
He's not a real life football hooligan,
he portrayed, is he? But that's what I'm saying, he portrayed one.
So what?
He's portrayed lots of gangsters as well.
It's called acting.
Yeah, but he has to come from somewhere. It's come from somewhere, you know.
It comes from acting.
It comes from acting. But it's also part of that person. Like, I mean, if you put them up against each other, Gascoigne or Dyer, I'm going to pick Dyer.
Because obviously, he's like 10 years younger than him.
10 years younger, freaking not an alcoholic, wife-beating piece of shit. Yeah. Right?
I'm pretty sure he's taller. He's
taller as well. And I'm not saying that he's more loved than Gaza, because a lot of people did love Gaza and they feel really sorry for him, but I reckon he'll fuck him up. I reckon Dyer will fuck up Gascoigne easy.
Probably.
Like, it's not even like a hesitation thing. I mean, like, fair enough, Gascoigne used to be an athlete, right?
Yeah.
Different, like, thing.
Yeah, but you're forgetting.
Yeah, he's just abusing himself with drink and drugs.
You're forgetting. He's going to take 12 months to get in shape.
12 months?
Yeah.
So Danny Dyer can get in a bit of shape now. He could have a little, you know...
Maybe, but...
He could have a little top and tussle.
Like, it might be like the tortoise and the hare kind of thing. Like, he might not bother.
He wouldn't have to. But then it could be very it could be very upsetting.
He would. Like, if Gascoigne got in amazing shape, like, then maybe Danny Dyer would need to get into some shape. Like, he's got EastEnders weight on. Like, he's not in the best shape of his life.
That's what, but then saying he, that, Gascoigne's a dick for doing
getting,
that.
He's getting big on a regular paycheck. Like, he doesn't have that starving artist.
Why is Gascoigne picking on Dyer?
I don't know.
The one time Dyer gets his shit together, right? He's been through a lot of shit, right? Let's be real. Like, he's been in a lot of fucking fucked up shitty films. He's finally got a decent break with a character. I mean, fair enough, he said he'll never fucking do EastEnders. He had to work with 50 Cent. That's what I'm saying. No. You said as if it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. You have to stand there and pretend 50 Cent can act.
Oh, shut up, bro. He can't. Not very well,
no,
but he can't act.
Nah.
Just not very well.
Exactly.
And he can only be a bad guy. He's not really good at being a good guy.
He's not even good at being a bad guy.
It's complicated. But yeah, I mean, Danny's like...
It's complicated. It's real simple. Stop
Danny
trying to
Danny Dyer. Let's keep it on subject, yeah? Because I like 50. I do like 50.
Not as an actor.
Yeah, as a rapper, I suppose. See, 50 Cent should be doing dad rap. I reckon.
Yeah, but he'd be like one of them bummy dads that's doing all the shit he's not supposed to do.
Yeah, but that's what we want, remember? That was like one of the niches in the market. You know, we want somebody who's like completely neglecting their role as a father, and we want somebody somebody who is like fully on point on role as their father.
I actually do want that.
And then you want them to beef, you know, you want good dad versus bad dad. That's what you want. But like, don't beat your kids, give them more knowledge, like. And then, like, you know, the gangster version of the bad dad would be like, I ain't paying my kids shit. Let them eat porridge. Yeah. Like, clash, 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 clash. Good. Straight to bed. Straight to bed. Straight to bed. You go straight to bed. You know, something like that. You know, like, yeah, man, it'd be cool. It'd be cool. Yeah. As the podcast is coming on, I'm getting more and more sort of ideas for dad rap.
See?
But I'm not a dad. I mean, I suppose it'll be a great sort of like opportunity for me to get into the market, because I can see other people fucking up as dads or being great as dads and shit. So I suppose I could probably do a theme track, I suppose. Yes. So what's the next line of dumb shit?
Oh yeah, this was a bit weird, but I'm kind of on board.
Yeah.
So, apparently Ryan Reynolds' production company want to make a how do I say
Woody Woodpecker film?
No.
Okay, it's not that bad then. Have you seen that?
What?
Woody Woodpecker.
The movie.
Oh, the worst kind of live action.
What, live action with animation?
Oh, yes.
The other day, you were saying that was good. I was saying
no, in
garbage.
Some films, it's good.
Yeah, some, very few, like probably like two or three instances, it's been good. Every other instance, it's been garbage.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker is...
No one wants to see a Sonic movie where it's half animated, half... No, fuck
off. Yeah, that is a bit weird. It's a bit weird. But yeah, I do want to see Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik's.
I don't. Maybe if it was all animated, but like, not no fucking half real bullshit.
Yeah. Or it could be CGI, but realistic.
What, you could do the whole thing?
Yeah, and you could do like the voice.
Only if it's the whole thing. Like, I don't want...
Or having children
sort
of thing.
I don't want it mixing with... I'm thinking more like Jungle Book.
What's that?
Maybe Jungle Book. No, not Jungle Book. Yeah, having children. Yeah, but I don't want to see like humans, like real humans running around, and like Sonic's all running around them and like trying to catch rings and whatever, and Robotnik's jumping around.
He doesn't jump, bro.
Whatever.
The only time... The worst thing about Robotnik...
I don't give a shit.
Like, the only time you ever saw his legs, right... in the whole thing, like whole game, was when you're fighting him on Death Egg.
Like literally jumping.
When you're fighting him on Death Egg,
legs, just, like in his little robot flying thing or whatever the fuck he's got.
Death Egg Zone, bro.
Whatever.
Terrible stuff. You see him fleeing, and the worst thing about it is that I used to like do the level select and the level creation like cheat and the supersonic cheat,
yeah.
And nah, that motherfucker could still outrun me.
Yeah,
it's lies, bro.
I don't understand anything you just said. I just said cheat.
Yeah, but anyone that has a Sega knows about the level select, the supersonic cheat, and then the freaking level design cheat, which basically allows you to
design the level.
No, to change into a coin, lay off bare coins, bare rings, shall I say, and then turn into supersonic after you jump up, after you get 50 rings, and then you turn into supersonic. And then you beat the shit out of Death Egg. No, you beat the shit out of Metal Sonic, and you beat the shit out of Death Egg.
It's good stuff. Good to know. Yeah, talking about eggs.
Eggs.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds' production company. I don't think he's going to be in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might be in it, but he's not going to be...
Major.
He wouldn't be the main character.
Okay.
Stoned Alone? Yeah. It's basically a stoner version of Home Alone.
Ooh.
So, like, this dude, I think he grows weed in the basement or some shit like that. But anyway, like, his family end up going on holiday without him. He ends up being stuck at home alone. So he just gets stoned. And then, like, he has, like, a weird, like, trip or something. And then he thinks that burglars are trying to break into his house.
That's a skit.
I think they are actually breaking into his house.
Yeah.
And so he lays traps and shit like that. And he has to try and not get burgled. But he's stoned the whole time.
That's terrible, bro. It's going to be great. I'm on board.
I'm on board. I want to see it.
Definitely. Stoned Alone. I mean, if they get Macaulay Culkin to do it, that would be amazing.
Maybe, but like they were saying, they wanted the main character to be in his early 20s. I think Macaulay Culkin is a bit old for that.
Nah, he looks friggin' pubescent, bruv. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe.
It's just
But then people will just think it's a continuation of the Home Alone series.
Okay, make money.
Getting him in his 20s. That's deep.
Yeah, of course.
That's deep.
It's pain. It's true though. If he turned into a stone, but then to be fair, Kevin, it would make sense if he became like a recluse stoner. The amount of traumatic events that he had, like the same burglars trying to rob his house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, it's long.
Yeah, definitely. That's what's up.
But Stoned Alone sounds amazing.
Yes, I'm on board. Something else I may be on board for.
Uh-huh.
Not 100% sold. RZA is taking up directing duties again. What, you weren't a fan of The Man with the Iron
Fist? No!
I don't even think I saw the whole thing,
bruv.
I don't think I watched
the trash movie. Man with the Iron Fist 2 I've watched, bruv. I watched both of them. I thought, you know what,
did he direct that as well?
Yes.
Was it good?
Trash. Double trash, bruv. Doubled up on trash. It's the only film I've actually doubled up on, and it just became trash. Terrible stuff. But yeah, what's he directing? Enter the Dragon.
This time, no, it's not a Kung Fu movie. Enter the Dragon, I did say he was a director. That it was the
the guy that done Deadpool
David
2.
David Leitch, the Deadpool 2 guy,
yeah.
And John Wick guy, or one of the John Wick guys. But yeah, no, this is Cutthroat City. It's gonna have T.I. Wesley Snipes,
okay,
and a couple of other people, and it is about some dudes. I think they're trying to put their life back together after Hurricane Katrina or whatever.
Okay.
And then they decide to do like a casino heist. They get hooked up with a gangster and they go to do a casino heist.
Yeah.
You don't see, you don't like heist movies?
I like a decent heist movie. I don't think that's it. It's RZA, bruv.
I forgot.
It's gonna be trash.
I forgot about that bit.
It'll be trash.
Nah, but maybe he just can't direct Kung Fu movies. Maybe he's just too close. Like, he loves Kung Fu movies so much that he just can't direct them.
Maybe. Or maybe you should just stick to fucking music, bruv. Stop wasting our Ross Clark time. Two movies, bruv. Two movies. And we're going to have to watch him act. Then have to watch him act, bruv. You're saying that 50 Cent can't act. RZA can't act for shit, bruv. Then he tries to drop some philosophical bullshit on top of it. Like he's deep. He ain't deep, bruv.
He's deep.
He's not.
He's deep.
Jizz's deep. RZA's shit, bruv.
So
piece
harsh.
Of shit, bruv.
He's deep.
Liquid sores, bruv.
You made me forget what I was going to say.
Sorry, man, I'm angry.
Why?
Because you told me that RZA's going to... You know, I mean, like, the worst thing about it is that the concept sounds okay.
Yeah.
Heist movie, Katrina victims, trying to get back on their feet.
Like, it's, I think it's like right after. I think I watched the trailer and one of the lines was something like FEMA's here, but there's no cops. Like, it's like right after Katrina.
So, it's one of those ones where you see it on paper, it looks amazing. Then you realise the people that are involved and you're realising... Some, I mean, actors are good as well. That's what's like, you know, it's like authentic. You know, you've got Southern Grammar from T.I. You've got like, you know, the whole, I mean, Nelly's in it, is he?
No, I didn't say Nelly.
Okay, cool.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley could be a bit sometime-ish.
Terrence Howard.
It just sounds, at the moment, it just sounds like fucking Hustle and Flow 2, bro. No, because you've got Terrence Howard and you've got T.I. and you've got a really bad rapper.
He's not a rapper in this one.
It's going to be trash.
I think he's a gangster.
Trash. Hear me. Trash. Bag.
Maybe.
Trash bag, bro.
Maybe. Also, probably. Let's have a look. Oh, okay. One last thing.
Just one last thing?
Yeah, I think it's the last thing. Yeah. One last thing. So, Alexandra Daddario is going to star and direct. No, star, not direct. My bad.
Star and direct. That's ambitious. Action! Action! Good.
Affleck can do it. I mean, other people can do it too.
You can't do it well. Anyway, carry on.
People love Argo.
Yeah, I suppose
Argo. People love The Town.
Oh yeah, they did those too.
Yeah. And they were great.
Yeah, they were. You're right. And then Batman vs Superman.
To be fair.
Batman vs Superman.
He didn't direct it.
Which one?
Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, he didn't direct it. It's fine. But I'm just saying, like, that in regards to association and premise... And just being associated within that space of Zack Snyder, it's now giving him like minus like 400. So he has to like gain it all back.
He's
gonna have to do a lot to like. The worst thing about it is that he recovered from Jiggly or you know that shit with freaking Jennifer Lopez, right? He done Argo, and he done freaking The Town, and they were good.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
And then he done Batman vs Superman. And then I just got to just swipe that frigging, you know, what do they call it? Abacus. The abacus of...
That's super harsh.
The abacus of worth. The abacus of worth, bruv. I just have to swipe it all back down, bruv.
I'm not going to go that far.
Like, bruv. Those chasing Amy as well. It's like, there's so many minuses and then it's just back, just on the up, bruv. Like the Argo and the freaking, you know, The Town, and it's like, it's good, it's momentum. What's the other one? The one where he plays the guy with special needs.
Oh, The Accountant.
The Accountant. You know, it's getting notches up.
Gone,
getting...
Baby Gone.
Gone.
He directed it, wasn't in it.
Was it Girl Gone?
He was in Gone Girl, but he Gone directed Girl. Gone Baby Gone.
That's what I'm saying.
Also great.
Abacus of Lapworth, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, Suicide Squad. That's what you're hearing, bruv.
He's
like,
barely in Suicide Squad.
Everything, bruv.
That's harsh.
And his scene in Suicide Squad just made Batman look like a dick. That's the reason why.
That's not his fault. That's not his fault.
Yes, it is, bruv.
No, it isn't.
He said yes.
No,
You should have seen that. He knows Batman.
He wanted to be Batman so much.
He wanted to be somebody that was in a Batman suit. That's all he wanted to. He didn't want to be Batman. If he wanted to be Batman, he would have discussed that point in fucking that character reference. But he's only gonna arrest. He's only gonna move to freaking Deadshot when he's got his baby there, so he doesn't get killed. You fuck off, bruv. It's Batman. We know this. We know who Batman is. No, he's a bad man. He'll roll up on Deadshot while he's like cocking back with the thing, hit him with a batarang, tie him up with the friggin' bat rope, send him on a friggin' spy plane, and he'll be friggin' dropped off at Commissioner Gordon's fucking desk. Like, just in traction, you know, after he got dropped through the building.
Yes.
And he ain't gonna, you know, do a bitch move by, you know, trying to say, you know, yo, bruv, you don't want to kill me in front of your kid, do you? Nah. So I got you right now, bruv. Because I'm a pussy and I know for a fact I'll get shot in the head, bruv. I'll get shot in the head, yeah? Like, if it was any other day, bruv, you'll murk me, yeah? Because you're Will Smith.
Look, I agree with, like, half of what you're saying.
No, you should agree with everything. The
Abacus thing is a bit harsh.
Abacus of Worth, bruv.
No,
Abacus of Worth.
The Abacus thing is a bit harsh.
Abacus of Worth. Anyway,
Ben Affleck's not even in the story.
Fine.
Alexander Daddario is starring and executive producing a New York Times bestseller called Can You Keep a Secret? So, basically, she thinks her plane is going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells some stranger on the plane like all her secrets, and then the plane doesn't crash, but then she finds out that the person that she told is like her boss or her boss's boss or something like that at work. And I'm not really interested in the film, but
you want to see how fucked up is?
What I ask is, if you thought you was gonna die, are you just gonna tell everyone all the horrible things you just done? Someone you don't know, you're going to tell them all your secrets for no reason, just because you think you're going to die?
Depends. If I know for a fact I'm going to die, if that person, and that does sound horrible.
What if that person was a priest?
Yeah, then they have to keep it a secret,
I suppose, but would you tell them?
I'll look for a priest before I look for a random bod.
I'll be like, fuck that shit.
Nah, I ain't going to go. I mean, it depends if it's weighing heavily on me. Like, if there was one time when I was peckish, yeah, and I ate a baby, I might keep that to myself.
I mean, I don't know, because I probably haven't done anything so horrible that if I thought I was minutes from death, that's the only thing I can think of. Because if I was minutes from death, I feel like the only thing I could think of is
parachute.
That I'm minutes from death.
And, parachute, bro.
And maybe a parachute, but there's not going to be a parachute on a plane.
If I'm opening up that door, I'm finding a parachute. Trust me, I'm gonna be. I mean, like, it depends. If you're crashing into a mountain and it's like ice, then you're fucked, right? So you can jump out of a parachute, whatever. It depends on the circumstances on the plane. Like, we've seen Alive, you know. Like, you know, what I'll do is I'll sit next to the fattest person on the plane, just in case.
How's that gonna help?
Well, basically, they're gonna take most of the blow when I jump on them. And then when we land on the mountains or the float, whatever, they'll provide me with meat, so it's a win-win. So if you are looking to, if you are going to be crashing into some form of
why bullshit, would you get the meat?
Because it's my kill, bruv. I jumped on the guy, I probably like injured him beyond like, you know, repair. Oh,
so the guy is dead in this scenario. I thought like,
no, he could be alive, but, you know, he's my bitch after that. I don't know. It's probably a bit too dark, but, yeah.
A little bit, and it went way, way, way away from what I actually
asked. No, okay, let's go.
I asked you who you're going to jump on if the plane crashes, and saying, would you tell someone your secrets?
I'll tell him, because he'd be dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends, like, I'll tell him whilst he's dead. Like, that's how crazy I'll be, bro. That man can't tell you secrets, bro. Be horrible. But it depends. I mean, like, I don't know the context on the whole thing. So
context is, your plane's about to crash and you got secrets.
No, if your plane's about to explode or, you know,
if it's going to explode, like...
If you survive the crash, then you have to grab that person that, you know, you told your secrets to and make sure they're dead. Especially if it's something really like, if it's like, you know, I fuck my sister or I fuck my cat or I put four fingers into a charity box and I broke the hatch open and took all the money. Yeah, you know, something that's morally questionable.
Yeah.
Murdered your secretary, maybe, you know, something along them lines. But it depends what the secret is. It depends on the context. Am I on board? Maybe. It's only just so I know what the secret is and I can justify whether or not I fucking hate you or not.
Okay.
Hmm?
I don't know what the secret is.
Is it? Well, apparently it's the law of attraction.
Uh-huh.
And on that bombshell, it's just another episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely. Alright, cool. So, more dumb shit next week. Just to let you guys know, we're only going to be running for another 10 shows. I think. It's whatever this one is, think 10 after that. We're going to run 10 shows and then we're going to do best ofs, I guess. And then, you know, if there's like anything else, we'll do specials, I guess. Okay. I've read the note. Can I actually say goodbye now? Okay, cool. So guys, yeah, take it easy, be good to each other.
So we're getting fired?
Yeah.
You said we couldn't get fired.
You can't get fired, but they can let you go, I guess.
I said that.
Yeah. That's
so weird.
It's not bad. Dark times. Anyway, peace out. Or as the Canadians say, peace out. And we out.